This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. Well, before we get to our contestant, we have a very special birthday shout out today.
Uh-oh.
Steve Migs.
What's going on?
Today, Julian turns 13 years old, and Mom has requested a birthday shout out.
We're here for you.
It's your birthday today.
Julian! They have every name.
Number 1-3, a teenager.
That's exciting.
Yeah, good luck, Mom.
Yeah.
It's time to get to our contestant.
Poor Mom.
Kevin from Renton. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Steve. It's time to get out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Kevin will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
How many is a dozen?
12.
Correct. What is Napa Valley best known for?
Warren.
Correct. What kind of animal is Judy Hopps in the animated Zootopia films?
Monkey.
No.
Lion.
No.
Bear.
No. The largest flat-topped mountain in the world is in which U.S. state?
Colorado.
Yes.
Washington.
The Cassini division involves which planet?
Venus?
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Uranus?
No. What position did Seahawks alumni Matt Hasselbeck play?
Quarterback.
Correct. What was President Eisenhower's first name?
Dwight.
Yes. The world's oldest tropical rainforest can be found on which continent?
South America.
No.
Yeah.
How many sisters are featured in Pride and Prejudice?
Two.
No. One, two, three, four, five. Correct. We got you four, Kevin. Sometimes five is enough. Sometimes it is. What up, Steve?
What up?
Welcome back. Are you ready, though?
Do this one for Julian.
Yeah!
Off to a great start.
This is the most Monday ever.
How many is a dozen?
12.
Correct. What is Napa Valley best known for?
Wine.
Correct. What kind of animal is Judy Hopps in the animated Zootopia films?
I'm guessing a rabbit.
You are correct. The largest flat-topped mountain in the world is in which U.S. state?
Let's go Colorado.
That's the one. The Cassini division involves which planet?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Cassini Mars?
No.
Cassini Saturn?
Yes. What position did Seahawks alumni Matt Hasselbeck play?
He was a quarterback.
He was.
He wants the ball. We're going to score.
You know it. What was President Eisenhower's first name?
Dwight.
Yeah. The world's oldest tropical rainforest can be found on which continent?
Africa.
No.
No, that wasn't a guess. Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No. Damn. How many sisters are featured in Pride and Prejudice?
Three.
No.
Four.
No.
Five.
Yes. Aurum was the old Latin name for which precious metal?
Gold.
Yes. And Steve, with time on the clock, you scored 9, and that is a win. 9-5. Sorry, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
For Julian.
See, the only one you got wrong was the world's oldest tropical rainforest can be found in Australia. It's Daintree Rainforest, and it is 10 million years older than any other rainforest on the planet.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, there you go. Congrats on your first win of the day.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to see you at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 13th, because Live Night, presented by Pinky's Plumbing, is going down. We will be totally live. The men's room will be totally live. And you might be thinking, well, you guys are always live. That's true. But every single sound effect, every single commercial, all of the voice actors that we have performing the goods live in front of an audience that you can be in, grab your tickets at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It means so much to us to know that you took time out of your busy day to leave us a voice message, and you can make that happen through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon, and that's how you do it. And Steve, I know there's a lot happening in there today. What is the status?
Got a lot of voice messages. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Trash talk of the day. You know, little Mr. Mitch came on there and said it wasn't like the 49ers are going to win against Philadelphia with a lot of disdain. Hey, here come the 49ers. 6-7-8 on their defense. 1-3-4 on their offensive line. No George Kittle. No Ricky Pearsall. They come in as the underdogs against a well-rested Philadelphia, one dead bird, one to go.
I get the feeling that guy might be a 49ers fan.
Sounds like it.
You know, it pains me to say, like, I am nervous about this game. I know that the Seahawks beat them in the last game, and it was minus the score. It seemed like the Seahawks kind of had control of that game.
Yes.
But, I mean, the way they looked yesterday, it doesn't matter who's injured, doesn't matter anything with that team. They just seem to figure out a way to win games.
For sure.
And also, I don't know which is a more insufferable fan base, and I know that they'll probably think the Seahawks fans if you're not a Seahawks fan, but between the Eagles and the 49ers, I think the Eagles fans might be worse.
I think you're right.
Did you see the video footage of, like, there was, like, a slew of 49ers fans that were going into the stadium for the game? Obviously, they're going into the opposing team's field, and they were, like, Eagles fans throwing cans of beer at these guys.
What?
It's on social media. I saw it. I'm like, what are we doing?
Who would waste a beer like that?
On a 49ers fan of all things.
I would never.
Well, anyways, it's going to be Saturday. We're going to talk to Mitch Levy about it at 7:20 this morning. Get a little preview of this upcoming game.
Very exciting.
Right, ready for our next voice message?
Oh, yes.
Not only is it Friday, it's SOS Friday. And you know what that means, Mr. Biggs? That means my kid, Lenora, gets to freely flip you off anytime you're in her presence. So we'll see you tonight, and you're going to have to edit this. Steve Biggs. Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday.
I'm so not a fan of your
Monday.
Daughter, who's adorable.
How old is she?
I think like 8. And she's there, and I come out, and I found a screenshot from the show. I walk out of the curtain, and who's waiting for me? It's little Lenora, this adorable little girl with both middle fingers out, and her dad proudly flipping me off as well as the entire crowd is chanting this.
I see titles. Nobody wants to be back. Tonight. There's nowhere to run.
That was me in the background going, I'm not blanking any of you. Why not? They're just rude, Danny. They're a bunch of rude people over at SOS Pro Wrestling.
Did you win your match?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And you know I went right over to Lenora after we won and showed her my championship title.
Haters gonna hate you,
yeah.
8-year-olds.
It's about time you learn what a winner is.
Oh,
at one
no.
point she's yelling at me. I go, shut up. I'm talking to the adults.
Oh, my
what am I doing? I'm telling an 8-year-old to shut up while she's flipping me off. Like, what weird world am I in?
I don't
right
know
now?
Which one of you is the bigger bully.
I think it might be her. I'm pretty sure. All right, we got another voice message. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
This is for the Daily Mix Show. I had some extra googly eyes in our craft store.
Oh, boy.
Yes, the googly eyes surprise.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I'm calling it.
And for those that don't know, what did you do?
I strategically placed some googly eyes near my no-no zone and surprised my husband with that.
Yes.
And after listening to the show on Friday, I decided I would surprise my husband.
Oh, boy.
And I'm quoting him when I say he thought that that was the single-handedly dumbest and sexiest thing that I've ever done.
Did Brad say that?
He did. The word sexy did not come out of his mouth.
Because when I think of sexy, I don't think of googly eyes.
Looking forward to the show on Monday. Go Hawks. And, yeah. Hope you had a great weekend.
Not as good as your husband, apparently.
I mean, think about some of the great challenges from over the years. The ice bucket challenge. Now we have the googly eye surprise.
Wait, are we doing this as a challenge now? Are we asking our listeners if did you just smell it?
Yes. Let's keep it going. The googly eyes surprise.
Does you have to be a female doing it, or can dudes do it as well?
I hope a dude does it as well.
Guys, if you do it, please manscape before you put those on.
The Daily Mix Show.
The googly eye surprise.
Yeah. Well, make it a thing, people. Make it a thing. Well, you know what else is a thing? The Seahawks are playing this Saturday in the playoffs versus the San Francisco 49ers. And we're going to preview the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20. Let's go, Hawks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Geezer Butler, Black Sabbath's longtime bassist, was doing a recent question and answer and revealed...
Oh, and real quick, because people might be tuning in because we said that we're going to have Mitch right now, but Mitch wasn't... We can't get a hold of Mitch, so...
So maybe later.
He's very upset that the 49ers won, I think, yesterday, yes.
So Geezer Butler was revealing that he has been using an AI singer to help bring some of his compositions to life.
I've just been going through all the stuff that I've written since the 80s onwards and updating everything. And what held me back before, I didn't have a singer when I'm at home, but AI came along. So all my songs now, I've updated them all, and I'm using an AI singer to bring all the lyrics out. So now I can take it to singers that I'm going to be working with and go, this is what I want on the album. And, you know, so they've got a better idea.
That's interesting.
Very interesting.
Also a great way to pay homage to Ozzy Osbourne, because, you know, people say you waste a lot of water when you use AI. Ozzy was known at his concerts for dumping buckets of water on people, including himself.
Oh,
I don't think that's the reason why he's doing it. But how do you feel about, like, an artist using AI for something like that? He's not having AI write the songs.
I mean, I think it's fine. And he seems pretty enthusiastic about it. And, you know, if this gives him a window into, you know... I don't know, I guess his creative expression, I think that that's great.
I think it's cool when, I understand that people don't want to use AI to replace art. And I understand that argument. I'm always like torn because I do think that there's certain things that it's nice to have the access of artificial intelligence to create some stuff. Like, even like on like that app, Suno, like now you can hum an idea into it and it'll take what you just hummed and make it into a song.
It's like a great enhancement.
Which is kind of fun because sometimes I kind of want to just screw around on the drums and I have ideas, but I do not know how to play the guitar. Yeah. I do not know how to play the piano. I wish I did. And I don't want to bug my friends all the time to be like, hey, I have this idea. I'll hum it to you. And they're like, this is weird. And I'm just like humming. And that's a whole other trip. But it's kind of cool that you could kind of flesh it out a little bit. Like in his instance, have somebody sing it because he doesn't have the voice for that. But he has the lyrics and he has the melodies. And he was known for writing a lot of stuff for Black Sabbath. Lyrically.
Definitely.
But, so I'm not, I know this is probably going to be some people going to give him a hard time. I think it's fantastic.
It gives him accessibility that he wouldn't normally have, I don't think. So it's great.
How do you feel about it, Danny?
I'm fine with it, honestly. Yeah. Well, and the same reason, like, I've never been a good songwriter in general, like lyrics. I can write poetry and stuff, kind of, but it's like if I could just like feed that and then they could come up with a melody for the lyrics, uh-huh. I'd be like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's just the tools are there.
I
do think that, you know, at the end of the day, you still need to have some heart and soul in whatever you do, but you're using it to your advantage.
When you think about so many of these artists today are using, you know, people that help write songs in the first place. Like, they're not a bunch of original thoughts, you know? So I don't understand how this is really any different.
And some are using autotune and they cannot sing.
Right? Like, this is just kind of another one of those, you know, instances where you're kind of outsourcing.
But I thought it'd be kind of, we could have some fun with the Black Sabbath fans out there. So if you're a big Black Sabbath fan, if you want to give us a call right now, 206-803-ROCK. Since Geezer's using AI for his singing stuff, we decided to take the lyrics of popular Black Sabbath songs, put it into an artificial intelligence program, and have it rewrite songs with the lyrics of Black Sabbath songs. So they're no longer rock songs. They're now like EDM or jazz or a children's song. And you have to see if you can figure out what Black Sabbath song is being performed.
Oh, this is a fun game.
Yeah, so call us now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
You heard the man. If you are a Black Sabbath fan, we want you to call right now, 206-803-ROCK, so we can play a little game with you. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Black Sabbath. Geezer Butler of Black Sabbath was doing a recent question and answer, and he was talking about using an AI singer to help bring some of his compositions to life.
This is a creative way for the old man to keep writing some songs.
Absolutely. Very hip of him.
Yes.
So in honor of that, we took lyrics from some of the most iconic Black Sabbath songs and recreated them in different genres.
Yes.
So you want to put a couple of our listeners to the test, Steve, and we have Kyle from Mukilteo joining us now. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle. So we found different genres of music. We took the lyrics of Black Sabbath songs and we decided to recreate them using artificial intelligence. If you had a pick, you want to hear a Black Sabbath song as if it was an EDM track, a country song, a children's song, a disco song, or a jazz song?
Let's try children's song.
Children's. All right. You ready for this one?
Ready. Oh, man.
Black masses, evil Munster plot dissection, sorcery of death construction. It will feel so wide, is burning as the war machine keeps turning. They can hide.
Karen, do you know it?
I do.
Kyle?
No, I'm drawing a blank here, man.
Danny, you think you got it?
Oh, man, that's hard.
I know it. It's weird when you hear it without the actual song.
Why should they go? Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
Oh, man. Well, give a shout out to your son, I guess. It's his birthday.
His son, Cole, is celebrating his birthday today. Happy birthday, Cole.
Aww. All right, what is it?
It's War Pigs. It also sounds like they have like a weird accent.
They do because of copyright issues. If you put the actual lyrics in there, it'll flag it.
Oh.
So you have to ask for it to be like phonetically spelt out. But then it becomes like a weird German accent. It's very strange.
It's very Willy Wonka.
It's very eerie.
Yeah.
The Var Pigs.
All right.
All right. It's Christy in Auburn going to play the game. What's up, Christy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. That's hard.
All right, let's see if you can figure one out. Do you want EDM, you want country, you want disco, or jazz?
Oh, let's do country.
Country. All right, let's rock it.
Has okay. He lost his men? Can he see or is he bent? Can he walk at a wall? Or if he moves, will he fall? Is it all little day? Has it thoughts within his hair? We'll just pass him there. Why should we even care?
Taryn, you got it?
I thought I had it.
Danny?
No.
He was turned to steel.
Oh,
I got it.
Okay, you guys got it. What about you, Christy?
Oh, man, I am just drawing a blank.
We just played it.
We did.
Oh, you just played for, Iron Man.
Yeah, man.
I had faith in you, Christy.
That was hard.
Good job, Christy. Fiddle solo.
Okay.
Now no time. Okay, we're good on that one. Should we do Ken?
Let's get to Ken. Ken, you're in Missouri this morning. Good morning.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna die on this one.
All right,
we
Ken.
Believe in you, Ken.
You want EDM, you want disco, or you want jazz?
I'm going to try the jazz thing just to see if I can clarify something.
Okay, let's see what happens. And this is a Black Sabbath song. The lyrics, at least. Done jazz style.
When I first met you, didn't realize I can't forget you.
Smoking,
or your surprise.
You're smoking?
Yeah, it's the weed you thing. We're there, I think. And left me wanting. Oh, I know this tune, but I can't think of the name.
I mean, you're going down the right road.
Something leaf. Sweet leaf.
Yeah! Nailed it! Let's go!
Good job, Ken!
The Daily Mix Show.
Smoking.
Steve Miggs, someone out there maybe was listening to the cheat sheet on Friday at 5:40 to get three of the correct answers to the upcoming game called Beat Miggs. And that could be helpful. You currently have 8 wins, 3 losses, and 5 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.